Father, won't you speak to hearts this morning? May your word come into our hearts.
And
the scriptures we look at this morning, may they change us.
And
may we learn to follow you.
And
obey your word.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So, we want to look at some of the ways Scripture describes the church. And get an understanding of the way in which you're meant to be part of the church.
When you're
born again, you become part of Christ's body. And in a way, Christ becomes part of your body because he comes and lives inside of you by his spirit. These are mysteries to me. And I wouldn't say I'm an ignorant or a stupid person. But there's some things that are clearly very high and actually too high for me to grasp. One of those things is this mystery that when you're born again, you are joined to Christ. Christ is in you, and you are in Christ. Christ indwells you by his Spirit, and you become a member of Christ's body, the body of which Christ is the head. And Christ is the head, and there is only one head of this body. So the head of the church is not a man, but Christ. And we, Scripture tells us, we are parts of his body.
And the
first picture that emerges in Scripture is one of the global church. We see this idea in
Colossians.
We can look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17 and
18. Ary izy ny talohan'ny zavatra rehetra, sady ao aminy no aretan'ny zavatra rehetra. Ary izy ny lohan'ny tena, dia ny fiangonana. Izy ny voalohany, dia ny lahy matoa tamin'ny maty, mba ho lohany amin'ny zavatra rehetra izy.
Yeah, we find this word for Christ's body, the church.
Dia eto tsika mahita an'ilay hoe tenan'ny Kristy, dia ny fiangonana.
He is the head of the body, the church.
Izy no lohan'ilay tena.
It's the same word Jesus used in Matthew
16,
verse
18.
16,
18.
He says, I will build my church. And that word is ecclesia in Greek. Which means the called out ones. It's also used as the word assembly or gathering. It's used in Acts chapter 19 and verse
32,
where it doesn't refer to Christians, but a public assembly. And in that verse, it's it's being used just to say there are people that come together.
Ate na pesain nisi o amni wandala niwe nisiulla tafangu na teo niarakan fur.
So about Jesus' church,
te momba ni fengunan Jesus.
We need to learn about these ones that he's called out.
Ate milti kesan mianata ni amlewe le anaza zainatsunia ivoka o yalam toerana ray.
In the Greek, the word could just mean people who are assembled.
Esatiam ten krike zale ten meti avaka mam ten futsuni ankuwe wana ulla zaim furio am toerana ray.
But we are assembled for Jesus.
Faisike zan dem furia wan Jesus.
We're called out for him.
Itike ten antsuna ivoka mba wazi.
We're set apart for him.
Ar natukana wazi.
And we understand he speaks of his called out ones, his church. So this is one picture you must have of the church. It's global. And not just present time, but all of history. It's the body of believers from all of history in every time and every place. That's the kind of description we're seeing there in Colossians. We also see it in Ephesians. I'm not going to read it now.
But
if you read Ephesians chapter
1,
you would find these big ideas that the church is this thing that Jesus is building and he's the head of it. It's all about God reconciling things to himself. And Christ is exalted. And he's given authority. And he rules his church. That's why we mustn't politicize the church. Because it's far higher than any human institution. And it's not ours, it's his. And it doesn't serve our agendas, it serves his agenda. And it says in Ephesians 1 verse
22,
God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. We see Jesus is the head of the church. The church is his body. And in that body, you are a member when you are born again. But there's a second scriptural application. And the second one takes on a very tangible local application. In other words, Scripture doesn't leave it as this vague idea that covers all time and place. But Scripture shows that believers gathered in a specific place at a specific time. And from these other scriptures, we get the idea of a local church. And it's quite evident
mazava ho azy le izy a.
When you look at Jesus dealing with specific churches in the book of Revelation,
ate hitatsika mazava le izy eo amin'ny rehefa resadresaka mikasika an'le fiangonana isan-karazany voafaritra tsara Jesosy a tao amin'ny Apokalipsy.
Like in chapter 2 and 3.
We
see Paul writing to specific churches. Like he says to the Philippians, he says to the saints together with the elders and the deacons. At Philippi. He identifies specific people living in a specific place at a specific time. And they together. And he identifies three. I always used to focus on the two offices, but he actually identifies three. My son was reading a book that was explaining church membership. A very sharp author said there are actually three offices in the church. When we talk about leadership, we always emphasize the elders and the deacons. But that author identified the saints as well. As members of a local church. Occupying a specific position. The position of being a member. Which carries with it more responsibilities and more authority than being a visitor. Did you hear that? Authority and responsibility always go hand in hand. And being a member of a church comes with responsibilities, so it also comes with authority. Which means to be a member of a church sets you into a covenantal commitment. Where you're saying, I recognize God has called me to labor here. It is here that I'm going to build into the purposes of Christ. And so we see that expression of local church, and it gets fleshed out in passages like 1 Corinthians 12. That's an intended pun. I don't know how you would translate that, but it takes on flesh. Let's read from 1 Corinthians 12. We read a long portion now, from verse 12 all the way to verse 30.
Fa tahaka ny tena iray ihany anefa maro ny momba ny tena ary ireo rehetra momba ny tena ireo na dia maro aza dia tena iray ihany dia tahaka izany koa Kristy fa fanahy iray ihany no nanaovam-batisa antsika rehetra ho tena iray na jiosy na jentilisa na andevo na tsy andevo ary isika rehetra dia efa nampisotroina ny fanahy iray. Nefa ny momba ny tena tsy iray fa maro. Raha ny tongotra anao hoe satria tsy tanana dia tsy mba momba ny tena. Amin'izany dia tsy mba momba ny tena va izy. Ary raha ny sofina anao hoe satria tsy maso dia tsy mba momba ny tena. Koa amin'izany dia tsy momba ny tena va izy. Raha maso avokoa ny tena rehetra, aiza izay fandrenesana. Raha fandrenesana avokoa, aiza izay fanambolona. Fa Andriamanitra efa nametraka izay rehetra momba ny tena, Samuel amin'ny tena araka ny sitrapony. Ary raha izay rehetra momba ny tena no tonga iray monja, aiza intsony izay tena. Fa maro ny momba ny tena, nefa ny tena dia iray ihany. Ary ny maso tsy mahazo manao amin'ny tanana hoe tsy mila anao a, ary indray ny loha tsy mahazo manao amin'ny tongotra hoe tsy mila anareo a. Fa maika ilaintsika aza ny momba ny tena izay atao ho malemilemy kokoa noho ny sasany. Ary ny momba ny tena izay ataontsika ho kely voninahitra kokoa dia tafitsika voninahitra bebe kokoa. Ary izay tsy misy aza amin'ny momba ny tenantsika dia ajaintsika kokoa. Fa tsy mila izany ny efa misy aza raha teo amin'ny momba ny tenantsika. Fa tamin'ny nanamboaran'Andriamanitra ny tena dia izay kely voninahitra no nomeny voninahitra bebe kokoa mba tsy hisy fisarana eo amin'ny tena, fa mba hifampiahy sy ny momba ny tena rehetra. Ary raha mijaly ny anankiray amin'ny momba ny tena dia miara-mijaly avokoa izay rehetra momba ny tena. Fa raha omem-boninahitra kosa ny anankiray amin'ny momba ny tena dia miara-mifaly avokoa izay rehetra momba ny tena. Ary anareo no tenan'i Kristy, ka samy momba ny tenany avokoa araka ny anjaranareo avy. Ary Andriamanitra efa nanendry ny sasany teo amin'ny fiangonana voalohany apôstôly, faharoa mpaminany, fahatelo mpampianatra. Manaraka izany dia fahagagana, dia fanomezam-pahasoavana hoenti mahasitrana, dia fanampiana, dia fitondrana, dia fiteny samihafa tsy fantatra. Apôstôly va izy rehetra? Mpaminany va izy rehetra? Mpampianatra va izy rehetra? Manao fahagagana va izy rehetra? Manana fanomezam-pahasoavana hoenti mahasitrana va izy rehetra? Miteny amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra va izy rehetra? Mandika teny va izy rehetra?
You see the magnificent diversity reflected here.
Hitanareo ve le mahafinaritra be amin'ny ohatra ny hoe fahasamihafana izay hita taratra eto?
Now, it's impossible for one person to be all these different things.
Ary tsy tombona mihitsy ho an'ny olona anankiray hoe olona iray fotsiny no ireo zavatra rehetrarehetra ireo izy.
But if the different parts aren't functioning,
raha ohatra izany le apahapahany isan-karazany tsy mandeha araka ny asany,
the body is sick.
Dia marary le vatana.
And what we find so often is people come to a church meeting,
dia ny zavatra mazana nefa hitantsika hoe tonga ao amin'ny fivoriana mbavaka anankiray ao ny olona,
and they're happy to attend.
Dia faly be izy hoe anatrika.
But they're very slow to join and actually become a part of.
Dia miadana be le fanapahany hevitra hoe mba iombona ikambana amin'iny izy dia hoisan'le izy.
It takes much bigger revelation.
Tena hoe mitaky fanambarana bebe kokoa mihitsy.
So that you can move from saying that church.
Mba hahafahana ohatra hoe miala zany amin'ny fitenenanao ohatra hoe iry fiangonany ria.
To saying we are the church.
Ifindranao makamle hoe iry fiangonany ria. Sy ny hitenenanao hoe isika ny fiangonana.
This isn't the church, this building.
Tsy ity ange ny fiangonana, tsy ity trano ity.
But the church is the people.
Fa ny fiangonana dia le olona.
And then you have to start to see yourself as I am the church. Identify as part of it.
Dia ianao izany tokony hanomboka hahita hoe izaho ane le fiangonana izany le resahana amin'le hoe fiangonana.
And you start to take a deeper sense of ownership and sense of responsibility comes.
Dia manomboka manana fahatsapahana lalindalina kokoa ny amin'ny resaka andraikitra sy
So let me illustrate how that works. In another local church I belong to, years ago, the church was starting home groups. And one of the young potential leaders, he said, when we want to do some event, or maybe we have to serve some tea and coffee in the home group, he asked, does the church have a budget for that? And my pastor looked at him and said, yes. It's yours. Because you are the church. See, you take this money out of your pocket and you carry the load in the church. There isn't a separate thing called the church from which you get your budget. When you have that revelation, you become somebody who takes responsibility. We are the church. And as we understand this expression, Paul's making the focus on individual parts. In Corinthians, they interact with each other. So it's no longer like Colossians or Ephesians, where it was the global church or the universal church. Now it's people in the context of meaningful relationships. And so he says, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. That's 1 Corinthians 12, verse
27.
So, the reason I'm sharing this morning is we have to see what Scripture teaches about this. And then we've got to try and change ourselves to conform to Scripture. As a local church, our commitment as leaders is to be biblical. So I see texts in Scripture that say, like Peter saying to the elders, you must watch over the flock. Now, there are other churches meeting in other parts of the city right now. I don't interpret that to mean I must go and watch over those. So there must be a flock that the elders here are supposed to watch over. It would really make our jobs easier if we knew who that is. That's just one of the roles. There are other roles, like helping and caring for one another. And maybe that's your job, but you don't even know, who am I supposed to help and care for? So what we see in the scriptures
kanza vata yita tsika to amin'ny soratra masina izany
is that this idea of being a member of a body was a matter of identification.
Le hoe hevitra ny amin'ny le hoe isan'ny le tena anankiray izany dia mila famantarana izany hoe iza iza avy le izy.
Though membership is not explicitly taught.
Eny fa na dia hoe tsy nampianarina tena hoe mazava tsara ary le resaka hoe mamambra.
It is evident that there was a kind of being counted in.
Fa hita miariary mazava kosa nefa le hevitra hoe ireto ny saina ho isany.
For example, in Acts chapter
2,
it says those who accepted his message were baptized. And about 3,000 were added to their number. So they knew that they had a certain number. Someone was counting. Someone was taking responsibility. They probably had a better gift of administration than me. I don't think I can count to 3,000. I don't even have a good count of who's in here and who's not in here in TCC. And it says in Acts 2:46-47, can read it. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Acts 2:46-47.
Izy ka nazoto nakeo akianjan'ny tempoly ary namaky ny mofo tao an-trano ka nihinan-kanina tamin'ny fifaliana sy ny fahatsaram-po nideran'Andriamanitra sady nahita fity tamin'ny vahoaka rehetra ary ny olombonjena dia nanampy ny tompo isan'andro ho isan'ireo.
So God's adding to their number. Later, Ananias and Sapphira are killed by the power of God. And people were scared to join them. But it says right after that, nevertheless, more and more believed and were added to their number. So there was a joining. People were scared to join. So the local church was a community of believers. And they were called to be a holy witness to the risen Christ. Living out an expression of the love of God. In community with one another. They were in one accord. Worshipping. Giving. Suffering. Helping. Proclaiming. But they were a defined group. We'll see in Acts 6. In Acts 6:3, the job of caring for the community had become complicated. And They get together and they discuss this problem. And the apostles say, brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them. So they choose from among them men who are known. Okay, let's look around the room. Who's full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom? Do we know one another? If you had to choose, would you risk on this guy? I would. I know this guy. He has a good heart. He has a gentle spirit. Did you know? His name is Willie. His brother's Christoph. Christoph has served for years doing the words for us. We've walked with their family through sickness, suffering, and loss. He's just one member of the body. If I came up to you and I just took your finger and bent it back until it snapped, who's volunteering? You'll feel it, right? You'll be in pain. Paul gives us this illustration of a body, and he says that you are made up of parts, and in one part does suffer, then all the parts suffer. When that part suffers, we can gather around and help. There are some poor in our midst. We want them to have the same dignity as everyone. So I'm not going to point them out to you now. But some of this money that you gave, most of the tiny dirty notes, when I first came to lead the church, I tried to put these in the bank. I was trying to be faithful with the administration. The person at the bank looked at me like I'm crazy. Bringing piles of dirty little notes. There are also some big clean ones. I was trying to bank it all.
But
the bank didn't want it. And then it dawned on me. There are people that want that money more than the bank. People in our midst who are poor and that money has real meaning to them.
So
don't steal it, eh? But every week I pack envelopes and they look fat. But actually, in there is only 10,000
ari-ari.
So don't waste your time stealing that one. If you're
going
to sell your soul to the devil, go big. Steal something like millions of ari-ari. Don't you? If you're going to be a criminal, at least have vision.
Ambition.
But the point is, as part of the family, you should know this is a family and this is how we roll. This is what we do.
We care for the poor. So,
every week we take the little notes that the bank doesn't want and we give them to poor members in the church.
And
occasionally when we run out of small notes, we put big ones in because we will still care for the poor.
But
that's your giving doing that.
It's
not my money, it's God's money. And you gave it into the offering. You wonder, where does it go? We're members of a body. And we're playing different parts. And that care that we're giving isn't going just randomly out to causes all around the world. Occasionally we do that kind of giving too. We've given to the one, there was an earthquake or a flood, we gave relief.
There are
not enough earthquakes and floods to test our faithfulness.
But
there are people we need to care for in our midst every week. Now this is only possible because we've put definition to membership. We've said these are our flock to care for.
And
the appointment of leaders comes from within this defined group. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you.
And
that's just the beginning. Because gifts in this body are then put to service to strengthen the body.
Romans 12,
verse
4-8. Fatuni ananatsika zavatra maro momba ny tena iray nefa tsy mitovy asa izay rehetra momba ny tena dia toy izany koa isika na dia maro aza dia tena iray ihany ao amin'i Kristy ary samy miara-momba ny tena isika rehetra ary satria samy manana fanomezam-pahasoavana samy hafa isika araka ny fanomezana izay nomenantsika raha faminaniana dia aoka atao araka ny ohatry ny finoana raha fanompoana amin'ny fiangonana dia aoka ho amin'ny fanompoana raha mampianatra dia aoka ho amin'ny fampianarana raha mananatra dia aoka ho amin'ny fananarana izay manome dia aoka ho amin'ny atsorampo izay manapaka dia aoka ho amin'ny fahazotoana izay mamindra fo dia aoka ho amin'ny fifaliana.
I think you're getting the idea now that this kind of thing operates within a local church community.
So
I want to ask this question. Are there specific members of TCC, Taylor Tamati?
Yes,
they are. The elders agree. We know they are members of this church. We have a membership
list. ohatran'ny hoe fidirana membre.
But it's not up to date.
Fa le izy zany mbola tsy vita hoe voisatra amin'ny androany zany.
And I think it's time for some of us to prayerfully consider, is this our home?
Fa zany mino hoe ho an'ny sasany amintsika ihany koa zany dia tokony hanomboka eritreritra mbavaka izy hoe ity ary ve zany no ohatrany hoe fonenako na hoe trano misy ahy.
Some of you know without a doubt it is your home.
Ny sasany aminareo tonga dia mahafantatra tsy misy fisalasalana hoe anza natao hoato ny tranoko.
Tsito ny ary.
Tsito sy ary.
They've been here longer than I have.
Iry zareo a efa ela be zareo tato efa taloha be ako izy ny tonga teto.
And we love them.
Fantitsika zareo.
And they serve here.
Ary manompo ato zareo.
And they found a place where they can worship God.
Ary nahita toerana izy hoe ato izay afaka miakohaka miteran'Andriamanitra.
They've raised their kids here.
Ary nitaizany zanany tato ry zareo.
Even though sometimes looks like there's only one, there's two of them. They just twins.
Padate otrany anakiray any ara le zanany fijery anazy a anakiroa zareo satria kambana zareo fa otra mitovy ny fijery azy.
And they sing.
Dia mireto izy.
And this is like home for them.
Dia hoan'ny zareo tena hoe ato ny tokantrano e ato an-trano izy.
And without them it wouldn't be such a great home for me.
Ary raha tsy teo akory zareo dia tsy ho trano tsara ho anahiko ty toerany ity.
In other words, they have made this place home for me.
Ary raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa zany hoe dia nataondry zareo mba ho finena kokoa ity toerany ity.
And I look forward to seeing them every Sunday.
Dia rehefa tonga ny alahady efa tsy androky ny ahita ny zareo.
And I speak with affection. I'm getting tears in my eyes because this is precious.
Ary dia tena ohatrany hoe misy ranomaso mihitsy ny eto amin'ny masoko a miteny ampitiavana miteny an'izany satria tena sarobidy ne zany.
Scripture is full of injunctions to love one another.
Satria ny soratra masina dia feno teny be da be miteny hoe mifankatiava.
Where are you going to do that?
Aiza ny toerana anaovanao an'izany?
In a local church.
Amin'ny toerana ohatr'izao.
How do you get that close that you can have that affection for one another?
Ahoana ny tena hahafahanao hoe manana an'izany fifanakekezana izany mba tena hanananao an'izany ohatrany hoe fifankatiavana akaiky izany?
Join one.
Tena hoe midira aoka ho isan'ilay anankiray izay fidinao.
People that are going to that one this week and another one another week and somewhere else another week.
Fa ny olona izay ohatra hoe mandeha ary rehefa amin'ny herinandro anankiray dia ary indray rehefa amin'ny herinandro iray dia ary indray rehefa amin'ny herinandro hafa.
They will never have the full expression that Jesus wants for them.
Dia tsy hanana mihitsy na ovinana oviana izy ny zavatra kasain'i Kristy mba ho ananany.
Join one.
Tena hoe midira ao amin'ny anankiray izay vidinao.
We're not the best one, we're not the only one.
Ary tsy izahay akory ny tena hoe tsara indrindra, tsy izahay rery koa no misy a.
But the question you have to answer is, before God, is this the one he wants me in?
Fa ny fanontaniana tokony ho anananao eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra izany dia hoe ity ve ilay toerana anankiray a tianao mba hidirako.
How can you confirm that you're a member of TCC?
Ahoana ny ahafahanao manaprofo izany hoe ianao a dia membran'ny TCC?
Well, how about we just make it that we know who's in and who's not, who's decided to join and who hasn't.
Manina le raha totsika fantatra ohatra hoe iza izany ao anatiny iza ny tsao iza ny te hitra iza ny tsy te.
We always welcome visitors. You can be a permanent visitor but rather be a member.
Zay no mampandroso vahiny foana na te ho vahiny foana ary ianao a tsy maninona fa nefa ny aloha mifidy hoe miditra.
I'm going to put a list together.
I know list anakiray ako ataoko.
Our current members list.
Ni list reo izay membra tsika izay efa eo izany.
We'll put our names on there.
Tonga dia apetraka tsika ny anaratsika.
The members that we know.
Le membra izay efa fantatra izany.
And if you see your name isn't on the list.
Dia rehefa hitanao hoe tsy ao anatin'ilay lista ny anaranao a.
And you feel left out.
Dia manohatra matsapa tena ianao satsy anisany.
And you want to be in.
Nefa ianao mba te hiditra.
Then come to one of the elders and let's talk.
De manantona ny anankiray amireo loholona dia afaka miresaka tsika.
Very simple.
Tsotra be.
There's no 5 pages to fill in on a form.
Fa tsy misy hoe lista be anankidimy a pejy dimy izay tsy maintsy fenoana.
One conversation.
Fa mety hoe fifampiresahana tokana fotsiny.
A few questions.
Fanontaniana vitsivitsy.
And we will know.
Dia ho fantatray.
Whether your name is meant to be on that list.
Raha ohatra hoe tokony ho ao anatin'io listy tokony anaranao.
It's nothing that anyone should be embarrassed about. But pray through this. Because I believe as a church we need to get definition around this area of understanding who is this local church. And together we'll enjoy serving the purposes of God in our generation. Jesus will put us to good use. And we'll be able to take his mission further. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come and challenge our hearts. Help us to understand that there is something of a responsibility. You didn't call us to be spectators, but participators. You make us members of your body. But help us to embrace a full expression of that on earth. In a local church. Where we can be known. Where we can get to know others. Where we can experience covenant community. And we can serve you together. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.